Hey. You still awake? They haven't exactly been quiet, have they? Well, it seems like they finally tired themselves out. For now. Can I take you up on that offer? Yeah, I guess you surviving the last 3 nights alone out here by the fire convinced me that it's safe enough outside my tent. And, I needed to really think about your invitation. You only live once, right? But hey, if we do get mauled by a bear on the last night of the trip, I'm going to haunt you. Or something like that. I'm serious. We all saw the tracks when we were hiking earlier. We are deep in their territory. Never mind about that. I'm sorry I was so awkward about last night. I just froze when you actually did what I joked about, and I didn't know what to do with myself. Oh, it was so corny. I basically died from embarrassment and ran to my tent. But I'm here now. So, you said you wanted to, show me some stars, right? Oh. Yeah, totally. Constellations. I thought you meant a different kind of stars, but never mind. I'll sit down. So, where am I looking? Okay. You know, I did this once ages ago on a family trip. Not exactly stargazing, but my brother and I slept outside on my uncle's ancient military cots by the fire. No tents. Of course, it rained in the middle of the night, and the cot I slept on broke. I woke up with my head in the mud, a headache, and a terrible crick in my neck. My brother got a big laugh out of it. I definitely preferred my mostly waterproof tent after that. Thankfully, it stayed clear tonight. After your eyes adjust, it's ridiculous how many stars there are. Yeah, even the Milky Way is bright all the way out here. How do you even know what you're looking for? It's just noise to me. Sure, I know the Big Dipper, but... A what? Asterism? It's only part of a constellation? Ursa Major, huh? That's how you find the North Star? The more you know. Can you point out some more? Lynx, Leo, Cancer, Virgo, there's so many. Hydra, Gemini. No, I'm an indoor girl. A homebody. I wasn't a Girl Scout, and I don't go out nearly as much as I should. I just work and stay inside studying most days. What do they call this? Forest bathing? This is a once-a-year thing for me, if that. I mean, I know a lot of people who go hiking and camping. My brother's one of them. But it's not something I choose to do, usually. I tend to avoid the risk of wild animals finding me in my sleep. Yeah, I've actually enjoyed getting out this week. I'm sore, tired, and very much ready for a hot shower and my own bed, but it's been fun. Good company definitely helped. Yeah, my brother's been real shit, keeping us up all night. But he's made up for it during the day by making sure we don't get too lost. Yep, I was definitely not going to come. But when I heard you'd be flying in, I had to. I'll be honest, I wasn't sure if I wanted to really meet you. Meet you. You know what I mean. We've all hung out online for so long, but going from online to real life is a big deal. People can be so much different in person. I'm so much different in person. That was literally the first thing you said when you met me. Of course, you meant good different. You haven't exactly been subtle. I've seen you watching me. Not just looking, but watching. Waiting. Don't get the wrong idea. I like that you like me. I really do, but I... You saved a marshmallow to try again? Well, yeah, I guess we could. I couldn't stop thinking about it either. I won't run away this time, I promise. Go on, melt it. Let me see it. I'll do it just like last night. Blow it cool enough to get a big melty bite and... Now my lips are covered. Come on. Kiss it off my lips again. I know it's nothing to be scared of. You're a really good kisser. Here, I saved the other half for you. Now let me return the favor. Don't be stupid. Of course I like you. I fantasized about you for months, just listening to you in voice chat. Wondering what you look like. How you smell, how you feel. Fuck, your hands feel so good on me. Please, explore me. Touch me everywhere. You smell so good, it's driving me crazy. Huh? Oh, why'd you stop? Did I touch myself thinking about you? Yes, of course I did. Show you? Are you sure they're sleeping right there? Yeah, I guess we can wake them up for once. Please, let me see it. Only if I... What? Okay. Look. This is how wet you make me. Have you thought about me too? How tired I am? How good I taste? Fuck. that turns me on so much. I've wanted you to fuck me since the first time I heard your voice. Something about it just drove me crazy. Pushed all my buttons. I've been a needy little slut touching myself, thinking about you ever since. Almost every night, I've come thinking about your cock fucking me senseless. It's taken pretty much all of my self-control not to be a complete whore in front of my brother and his girlfriend. Each day of this trip, I've wanted to rip that bulge out of your pants and suck you dry. Oh, fuck. There it is. Your cock is fucking gorgeous. Yeah, I'm right-handed, but I always use my left hand. I like to use these two fingers to tease around my clit. Little circles. Like this. No, I use toy most of the time. It's just quicker. When I'm this wet. When you're right next to me, stroking and leaking for me, I don't need one. It's like lightning. Anywhere I touch goes straight to my clit. I'm so sensitive right now. You. How do you like to stroke it? God, your balls look so heavy and full. Have you come yet on this trip? Me neither. For 4 nights, they've been fucking like animals, and we just get to lie there frustrated. We should have done this sooner. I see your hand. The one you're stroking with. Here, use some of my wetness's lube. Oh, fuck. God, your hands are so much bigger than mine. That's it. Slide up and down and circle my clit. Fuck. Fuck. Just like that. Just like that. That's so fucking good. Now you're stroking you with my juices. Does it feel good? Oh, fuck, you're driving me crazy. My hand? Oh, yes, please. Oh my gosh. Let me stroke it out of you. Oh, fuck, you're dripping so much. I have to taste it. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's unbelievable. Yes, run faster for me. We taste so good together. Give me more. Yes, more of your fingers. Don't stop. You're gonna make me come. Keep going just like that. Yeah. I'm coming. Yes. Oh, fuck, keep going. Oh my god, I'm watching you lick your fingers clean like that. It tastes good, right? Do you have a condom on you? Such a bad boy, so unprepared. Lucky for you, I knew what I wanted when I came on this trip. You're damn right I brought a condom. I want your dick, not a baby. Now, let me put this on you. First, a taste of that delicious pre-cum straight from the source. I'm drooling like crazy. I've wanted you in my mouth for so long, but I'll have to suck you dry later. Right now, I need you to break me. Any position you want, just fuck me until I see stars, not the constellations. On my stomach? Okay. Your sleeping bag or mine? Okay. Sleeping bag smells like you. Come on, don't tease me. God, please. I need it. Please. Look at how dripping wet I am for you. This needy pussy needs to be ruined. You can do whatever you want to me, as hard as you want. I can take it. Fuck. Finally. I like my tight pussy. So deep. So good. God, it's better than I could have imagined. I don't care if they hear us. They deserve to be woken up just like we were. Faster. Harder. Grab my hips and fucking pound me. Make me scream. Yes. I'm your little slut. Oh my god, yes. Pull my hair like that. It feels so good. Yes. Break me. Ruin me. Use me to come. Please. Fuck. 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 Oh my god. Yeah. Yes, we fucked. How does it feel to be woken up by someone coming their brains out? Oh, please. You deserve it and you know it. Ugh, ignore him. You just lay back and let me give you one last treat. Ooh, you really filled this condom up. Look at this bulging bubble you've made. Let me just peel this condom off and finally taste your cum. Can't wait to get some more. Oh, you have no idea how dirty I can be. I hope you don't have any big plans this summer, because it'll take at least a couple of weeks for you to help me fulfill all my deepest fantasies. Don't worry about that. I'll come to you. I've always wanted to tour my brother's university. You'll have to show me the town and your bedroom. For now, let's try and get some rest before we have to pack up tomorrow. Yeah. You can show me a few more constellations.